Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Sing along if you like.
That's a good one.
Morning and up your face.
See, I don't know the words, but you sang it if you do. Oh, God.
I close my eyes and I drift away.
Yeah. God.
She'll That's nice.
She'll like Bowser a little bit from Mario.
Look like that tiger that had the syndrome.
Oh, bless him.
I feel like...
This is Boston.
I felt like I had to jump on her head to accomplish my mission.
What is the brand that... this is a good example of... You're singing great this morning, Cole.
Coming up, we'll hit the phones really hard.
Oh, man. I don't have any radio brethren, but if I did, I would just...
I want them. Sometimes.
You only want them when it comes to rumors and stuff. That's that, or that union you tried to put together.
Is the football too big? We'll talk about it with somebody who's actually made a football before. After this.
Oh, Lord.
The Duke, the football's called the Duke. Is it because it looks like a big turd? More from you next.
Why is it called the Duke? I don't know. The Wilson NFL ball is called the Duke.
I'm
it had
sure
something to do with John Wayne?
You know what? Let me look it up. It's got to be like
mayonnaise. It has something to do with mayonnaise.
I wish.
That's what's inside.
Yeah.
Why the football is called the Duke?
Why is it not okay to put helium in there? What if you want to call your plays with a high pitch voice?
Wow. It says it's to honor Wellington Mara, owner of the Giants, because he is nicknamed the Duke by his father.
Oh.
That's weird. I don't believe that either. Do you go name your son Duke, and then that goes so far that you want to name the football after this kid's childhood nickname? Bullcrap.
Plus, you got to name something after Jerry Jones now. He's the
most
famous
owner. I bet it's named
owner.
After the Duke of Windsor. Duke of Windsor.
Jeez. Weird.
There's a
lab on the line is the Duke of Windsor. It's the Duke of Winders.
If you're going to take a football and call it football, you're going to name the ball after my daddy, the Duke.
The Duke?
The Duke of Windsor. There's a...
Why isn't that not a local character? The Duke of Winders.
The Duke of Windows.
Well, I'll stand on my one.
God. Because
consult us if you want an idea for your program.
You really should.
Your little radio show,
or even a business name. Like, I mean, some of these are just like.
Look, if
I got a mailer in the one of them things that it's kind of. You ever get mail where you're like, I can't tell if this went through the system or if they stuck it in my mailbox.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it was called.
They shove it in there where you can't get it out.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just like. It might have been just like a flyer that they stuck in my mailbox, but it has this.
Which is illegal, by the way.
It is, but you can't tell if it's been stamped or whatever. And it was called, God, I have to make up a name now because I don't want to say the real one. But it was basically like taking advantage of all the still Helene repairs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, first off, I can tell by the name of your business, you ain't been around all that long because no. You're basing the name of the business off a hurricane that just happened a year ago.
A year's already been
so
a year.
So I can tell you've had a business change or something.
I didn't know the McDonald's in Biltmore was torn down.
A fancy one?
Yeah, it's gone. It was so bad that they had to tear the whole. I don't know if they're going to build it back up, but it's gone. It was featured on the Travel Channel, all kind of stuff.
Remember right when this is weird, but there's no better way to say it. Right when I started, I got divorced and I got my, every other weekend with my kid. We were watching the Travel Channel one weekend, and that came up, and it was the craziest McDonald's locations, and they showed that one in Asheville. I knew it was there, but it's kind of like a yeah. It's just like, Dad, do you think that one day we could go to that McDonald's?
Oh,
I said,
fun.
What if I said that day's today? And we went and got in the car and drove.
Was it worth
dang.
It?
You know, nothing against the franchise is never worth it.
They had a piano in
da,
there.
Da, da. Yeah, they did. Oh, man.
How pretty.
That, by the way, is still the preferred schedule I've noticed of divorced parents. They prefer the week on, week off. So you have kids part of the time.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't. I didn't have that opportunity. It was not a, it was... Almost 20 years ago, as well.
And look, I know I was joking earlier, but if you want us to consult on your show, we've got some, like, if you're a sports show that wants to do piss water guns, because we can't do it, I would, begrudgingly part with it, but I do want to see it happen.
Or if there's a TikToker, or like,
TikToker.
Young Jackass? Is that a thing?
Or could you?
Jackass Jr.
Could you trick the Island Boys into doing it, like on the game?
Hey, the Island Boys, they got the pee-pee water guns. This is the Duke of Windsor.
I'm the Duke of Windsor.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of foreigners. Not the band. I've seen them perform live before. Do you know also, I'm more into like the Marvel stuff, and it's because of my grandson, because I like try to keep up with it.
Does he like Spider-Man? What's your new ones?
That's his favorite. But when does Rob Young come in?
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday at 8:30.
I got so many questions to ask for him. And it's going to be like probably an old person question or whatever. I don't give a damn.
He knows all that stuff.
The biggest problem is, and it's nothing to do with sexuality. I swear to goodness. But when a character was a guy when I was a kid and it's now a girl, that's the that's the miscommunication I'm having with the grandson. Because Doc Ock's a woman now.
What? Really?
Yeah. Well, in the Spider-Verse he watches. And that's weird. I mean, that's where it just... It's like it's you can't really even have anything in common with your grandson because you're having arguments about the sexuality of one of the damn superheroes.
Too much equality can be a bad thing. You're
really?
Calling
things.
It's just like, it's not that. It's just like, Wonder Woman can never be a man. Like, Superman can never be
not
a
dressed like
woman.
That,
they can do Superwoman, Supergirl, Superboy, the Superdog.
Well, they would be the same thing, however they identify.
Yeah, but when the character itself becomes totally different and you're trying to, I'm trying to get into it for his sake,
you want him to stick to the script, though. But
the what?
The book or whatever the comic
book. Yeah, but that's
book.
The thing. There's so many multiverses where it's very confusing. And it confuses him, too.
Sure.
Like,
the
first time I gave him can I crack my back real quick?
Yeah, no.
All right.
I'm going to vomit.
Do you hear it? It just popped.
Yeah, it's nasty.
So we were watching, I gave him a Incredible Hulk card. And he wanted to know why Hulk looked so angry. And
oh,
I'm
that's
like,
a good question.
Because the Hulk he watches is a nice guy.
And is he green or did they change the color?
Well, there's a red version too.
Ugh,
and
why?
There's a winter version where I think he's white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got snowed on.
Sure. Edward snowed on, Paige. Remember him? So we got to, what? Tell me.
We're still in Russia. You want to talk to Dave real quick?
Do we? You tell me.
Yeah. To be honest with you, he says he needs a little motivation. From you in particular.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's do it.
Don't put that pressure on me, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
What's up?
Not much, guys. What's up? This Matt, it's been a while. This is DoorDash and Dave. I'm really battling today with my PTSD. I've got a hell of a lot on my plate, and I don't know how to handle it other than call you guys and ask for some Metallica S&M and maybe some horrible jokes or stuff about sports cards.
Hang on. Horrible jokes.
You know, you'd have to call John Boy and Billy for that. They could handle that.
Nah, we got a bunch of them for you, buddy. Hang on.
Well, you know what's on your plate? I mean, you can be nondescript if you want to, but give me a kick.
Well, I deal with PTSD from non-military related stuff.
Childhood.
So the only job that I can really do full time is DoorDash because it works around my disabilities.
Is it childhood trauma?
Yeah. Okay. My dad was a homicide victim when I was 15.
Oh,
I was the one that found him.
God bless you, dude.
I understand. Sorry about that, Lynn.
And it's on right now. All the bills in the house are on me because my wife is out with fractures throughout her body. They went to the doctor the other day, and she said that the doctor said she had bones of almost an 80-year-old lady when she's 45 years old.
Like an osteoporosis type situation, or
that's the exact word they used.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm minorly autistic as well, so that scares the crap out of me. And right now, I'm sitting here driving down the road, tears in my eyes, trying to get a DoorDash order complete because I don't know how much more of this stress I can take,
well,
to be quite honest with you.
So the stress is the financial stress? Is mainly like the down, I mean, the stress, the root of it is the financial stuff, right?
I got $1,400 to make in 5 days.
Good Lord.
And on top of not, between that and my PTSD in general, flaring up and kicking my butt with not sleeping at night.
Yeah.
I'm scared I'm going to fail my family.
Do you have any siblings?
That acknowledge me? No. I mean, put it this way, you, Fat Boy, and Paige are more of my siblings than anybody else.
Aww.
Oh. Man, I know this probably is not going to like sound what you want to hear, but like as long as you do what you can do and you put the effort in, that's all you can do. And you can't really, you know, fault yourself in the end. That's a lot of money. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But I mean, like, you're out here trying to make an effort, you know?
And a lot of it is attitude. If you think that you're going to fail, then you will. So you have to think that you'll be successful this week and go for it.
But I realize you're a realist.
I appreciate this, you guys.
Well,
I mean, I put it this way. I'm going to Boiling Springs Sports Cards with my sports card collection later today or tomorrow to see if that can help with the 1400 because I a big part of that is my rent and I can't afford, my family can't afford to lose the housing.
No.
But you got to ask yourself, and I mean, what do you do the next month, though? I'm not trying to, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this a constant thing, though, where it's like month to month? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I get it. Trust me. Been there. I when I first got into radio, and this is no joke, and I don't mind saying it now, and I hope to God, I'm sure I won't get in trouble for this. My then wife, was pregnant. I'm becoming a dad for the first time. This show started that same year. In fact, my child was born 10 days after this show started. Now, you know, she's got two sons of her own, so that shows you the timeline of that. I was broke as could be. Nobody, we were a brand new show. We didn't get appearances, didn't get any of the extra stuff. And I would get Fats gift cards out of the promotional closet to feed my family at night. I'm not even joking. I would take them. It's taking in that they were there. Like the promotional closet used to be a thing where it wasn't under lock and key. Nobody really abused it. You go in there, grab CDs or DVDs or whatever. But I took a whole book of Fats Cafe.
Ran them out of business.
No, I did not. But come on.
It was a long time ago.
It was 20 years. Yeah. I mean, literally.
They did that to themselves.
No, but
they did. They're not in business.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
It's just now a couple businesses we did run out, but that's,
they
just offered us anything we wanted, and I think they did that to a lot of people, and that's ended up what causing their demise. But you know, if you did that, and Travis would take good care of you on the cards and stuff, but then the next month, like, it's going to be a rut that you continually.
Honestly, I don't know, because I mean, when she went to the doctor, it was because her leg hurt. And we found out she had 3 fractures in her foot, possibly fractures in her leg, hip, and back.
So is it like that movie Glass with the Samuel?
I don't know.
God, L. Jackson, maybe something similar.
Where he, like, he fell down steps, like, it could kill him because he was so brittle and all this stuff. Anyway, not making light of it.
Well, that's one of the things that the doctor did say was, right now, her bones are so brittle that, and I don't understand the full meaning behind it, they said she could bump her hip wrong and break her hip.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, like, you know, also, don't feel too proud to ask for help, too, as far as, like, in organizations and stuff like that, as far as, you know,
with your rent and
grants and, yeah, stuff like that,
et cetera.
Here's the problem is I live in this union, and there is no organizations there that I know of. And I appreciate the pep talk. I appreciate the pick me up. And if you guys could possibly find something off the Metallica S&M CD, that CD always cheers me up.
You like S&M? Like in personal life?
Well, you know, Matt Man, for you, I might make the exception.
I didn't ask that now.
Oh, my. There you go. I love connection. Like,
all right, Dave.
Hey.
I mean, Paige is definitely worth the S&M, but, you know, Matt Man, I might make the exception.
Okay.
Paige is a little wild. I don't know if anybody can handle what she's going to bring to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Pent up aggression over here.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna throw you on. Can we throw you on hold, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I want to get, like, Dave set up with Travis. I don't want him to go all the way to Bowling Springs and then him not be there, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just, you know, make sure it's worth it. Worthy trip.
Make sure he gets.
She's going to the right place.
Yeah, yeah. It's where real collectors
go. That's a star.
It's where real collectors wait in line before
the
store opens.
You know, and with that, and I sit here, I feel like a hypocrite because I sit here and critique when other people talk about their stories of how, you know, The Rock going to Hollywood with $7 in his pocket and all that stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe, you know, sure, that may not be totally true that he only had $7 in his pocket. Or maybe he had a bunch of credit cards and only $7. That's more than I have on me right now, cash-wise. What if that's motivating to people and I'm sitting here like,
Well, look, people don't look ahead, and it sucks that, you know, when you're constantly grinding and hustling, you're like, oh, okay, next month.
Making the ends meet, you get that relaxing period, and then the next thing you know, it's like, boom, it's going to come again. And during that time, that's when I, like, said, okay, I can't – I have to – I mean – there was no fun in, not in a bad way, but there's no fun in life then, where you're constantly just figuring out, like, how I'm gonna make all this work.
I used to stress like that, just like him, and I got to a point where I was like, you know, it was the biggest thing I learned, that if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You're trying, there's no point, and you may lose something here or there, but you can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't feel very motivating to me, though. I mean, it's hopefully he feels better.
I hope so.
I mean, look, he does love the show and he loves Metallica. And,
God, if I hadn't already ate, I'd DoorDash some food over here. I really don't.
You can eat more than once.
Yeah,
you trust me. I got to show you how to do it if you need a little.
You can feed fat boy.
Need some motivation
here. Put together an order or something. All right, we will we'll take a break. We still didn't get to, which is fine. Again, y'all control the flow.
Yeah, floor's open, guys. Q's open.
Kiss my grits. 1-800-774-W. Y'all gave him bad advice. Okay, call in on that then.
What would you have said?
Y'all just gave him bad advice.
Tell me what you would have said.
Tell us. 1-800-774-0093. It is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm just trying to get my voice on key. I'll be here a while.
That's a good band. Robert Patrick's brother.
Robert Patrick's brother?
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Remember his brother used to be in Nine Inch Nails, but he started Filter.
I did not know that was his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Is he younger?
Let me look real quick. I think Robert might be older.
Robert Patrick, of course, Peacemaker's dad.
Let's see.
Jesse James Dupree's best friend.
Mary Ellen Mafia. Richard is 57, and then Robert is 66.
Okay. Yeah.
What does he say, wake up my ice cream?
I think he might
wake up my ice cream.
Well, they look just alike, too.
You kids don't know. You kids don't know when you look at your screen and it's telling you the lyrics. We would sing the wrong lyrics for years.
Constantly.
What, until the internet came out, we realized we were singing the wrong songs. That one AC/DC song Paige was singing wrong for years. A lot of people didn't realize it.
Not me.
If you bought a CD that did not have the lyrics in it, you were kind of pissed.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Wake up my ice cream. You know I want to take Edith first.
Oh, yeah.
Got to.
Got to take Edith. Hey, Edith.
Mercy from Minerva. You know how hard it is to get a hold of you guys.
Really, well, last week was, let me tell you.
Last week.
It was popping off, as the kids say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was popping off.
Yeah. The guy with the camper, he needs to start out with a pickup truck with one of those campers on the back.
What is this in regards?
Oh, okay. Last TNC, remember they bought the camper? She thought they were going to travel.
Yeah.
The taco thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I didn't know if there was legalese to that where you could live inside of your food truck. You know what I'm
saying?
Nope. You cannot.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, you cannot.
See, I was right.
You're not even supposed to live over the top of a restaurant. At all.
God, really? It used to be back in the day, that's how people like did it. Like your business was on the bottom and you lived above
apartments.
Yep. Yeah.
I wonder what all he's got to have as far as like he might be limited, I'm guessing, because of the size of the RV. He might not be able to do everything legal wise.
No, he won't. But the RV, he needs to leave that for travel and just start out with a pickup truck with a camper on the back of it.
Really?
Because if he doesn't, then he's going to be charged with owning a business. He'll have to have the business license, and he'll have to have all of the, for your propane and stuff like that, he'll have to have his papers in order for it.
And I think the kitchen has to be DHEC approved, doesn't it? I mean, whatever.
I don't know if they're an organization anymore.
I think Trump got rid of DHEC.
Something happened. I don't think they're a thing anymore.
Is OSHA still a thing?
Yes.
OSHA has to be still a thing.
Oh, does it have to be?
You have to pass boards.
Let me make sure I didn't
OSHA.
Misspeak.
You know who probably lobbies for that? The makers of hard hats.
And the EPA.
The makers of hard hats. You're like, yes, we need OSHA. Heister's like, yeah, you do. We need that. We make that stuff. We want to make sure that it's still. It's like,
all right, this is just in South Carolina. It might be different in other states, but yeah.
It's like if Remington and Colt came out and said, guys, let's end the violence. Seriously.
You know, there are two kids with those names.
Of course not. They couldn't even be in the same room. They hate each other. They'd end up in a gunfight, gunfire, whatever it was.
God, everything got the food inspection got transferred to the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
And DHEC was, as a single entity, no longer around.
OSHA's in the Department of War now. I'm making that up, too.
God, that was very odd to see.
You don't ever know.
Very odd to see them scraping the wall. Or even calling Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War. He was out at a football game in the crowd just like with the commoners, and people were calling him that.
Don't say commoners. I heard that on the news about something else. I'm like, first off, there is no commoners. I mean, there is, but you don't address it.
Could you imagine what that does to your ego being called, hey, Secretary of War? Hey, Secretary of War.
Don't go start one today, please.
Who was the Secretary? When I was a kid, the Secretary of Health or whatever was a big, fat, white guy.
Coop? Everett Coop? No, Surgeon General.
No, that's Surgeon General. Yeah, I remember him.
He was scary looking.
Flat top and like some kind of like woolly booger beard. Like it looked like it was like an animal skin.
I bet his toenails even had flat tops.
Yeah, probably so. Like, you know, the character Rhino, that's what he looked like. Not the wrestler, but the Marvel character. Yeah, he had a face like a rhinoceros. You remember that guy.
Is anything else that stood out last week, Edith, that you didn't get to?
Oh, shoot.
Paige's vulgar tone on a lot of conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, Paige, I hope you're ready for Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Big show. Big show Wednesday.
She just threw her head up in the air like she doesn't know what you're talking about.
No, I can't go to that because I'll be in Spartanburg.
Oh, she's trying to tear down the clock tower.
No.
She voted for it to tear it down.
What happened?
Oh.
The clock
tower. You're not going to get to go to the concert.
No, ma'am.
Why didn't that? Oh, God.
Edith, that sucks. I'm sorry.
What happened?
That's okay.
No, I have a had a work-related thing with the station. I'll be in Spartanburg at Planet Fitness.
I don't know what the plans were. Edith, did you purchase tickets to go somewhere?
She won them.
Oh, I won them.
Oh, yep. Okay. So that's not bad.
She won tickets.
You want us to find somebody to go with you? We'll give out the phone numbers right now.
Or like a hot dude? You want to take a hot dude?
That's all right. I'll see what I can do on this end. If not, I'll just go by myself.
Look at that. I love the non-codependency.
He's making fun of me when he says that, Edith. I had a chance to. Okay. Thank you, Edith. Have a great day, honey. We love you.
Hey,
thank
y'all
you.
Too.
All right, bye-bye.
Edith. Hello.
I am very codependent. Like, I literally, the other night I wanted to go to, because I have 2 days a week where I kind of eat, not splurge, but I, you know, kind of go off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I want to go there and eat. But part of the fun is going there and, like, the experience. It's an experiential kind of thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't do it.
Very surprising to me that you're that way.
You've never gone to eat by yourself?
I mean, like, I can count them on one hand. Not kidding you. I don't know what that is.
Have you ever gone to the movies by yourself?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the codependency counts on a lot of things you can't control. Like other people's availability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yeah.
And that's gotta suck.
I used to go to like the movies, or like if I go see a play, I'd go by myself.
Well, you're a nerd. I mean, I'm.
Am I a nerd?
I'm kidding.
Just wouldn't, you know.
Do you want to go watch Forever Planned at the little theater?
It's just that's the way I am. And last year I didn't go on vacation. I was going to go on vacation by myself, and I just didn't do it. I don't know what that's about either.
I would ask.
I'm full of myself. I don't know why I can't do that.
If he wanted to go, and he'd say no, I'm going to sit and watch the football game. And I was like, okay, bye.
Oh wow! Oh, when you were married.
And I'd go by myself.
Jesus.
Because he didn't want to go.
Don't let the door hit you. Don't ask for anything during football season, ladies.
Okay. Yeah.
That should be rule number one.
Done and done. See, it's football on Saturday, and then football on Saturday, and NASCAR.
Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Saturday,
like,
Sunday, Monday.
I cannot. Okay, you stay home. Well, it looks like
happy days.
I'm like, oh no.
I'm not
where
missing,
did the woman
right.
go?
I'm not missing anything, it sounds like.
I've actually driven down to the beach one day, and he's like, where did you go? And I said, I just felt like going to the beach.
It's a 5-hour ride one way.
I just took the dogs to the beach.
You're getting the way, you're getting the look. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Why do you not believe me?
I mean, you've made a history of lying. I don't know.
I never lied.
You were literally, 2 hours tops?
You drove to Myrtle Beach to walk your dogs.
I didn't go to Myrtle Beach. I went to Charleston.
4 hours.
Okay,
8-hour drive.
IOP?
Back and
forth.
Yeah,
I went down there.
Wow. You were trying to prove a point to that man that day.
No, I just wanted to go to the beach.
All right, did you just go to the damn beach?
He was like, bring me back some shrimp and grits. Okay.
I'm trying to watch the dogs, and you went down, and you took our dogs to the damn beach.
You don't take our dogs in the Gay Dolphin, because you know what they'll say about our dogs then.
I'm watching Kirby's dogs, and you took my dogs to the damn beach. Oh, my God. I'm sick of them. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why, fancy your phone. Where are you?
You know, I want to go to lunch at California Dreamin', but I want to go to the one in California. Are you trying to
talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
I'm
Paige.
I'm Paige.
And don't ever make plans with Paige. She'll cancel on you.
She will not.
And drive 4 hours away from you just to get away.
I can't help
Paige just showed me a picture of her dog on the beach to prove that she did drive to the beach that time.
I did.
I said, boy, that AI works fast.
I don't even talk about AI. Oh, my gosh. All right, so you shouldn't do this, because did you know that yawning too hard could kill you? Yawning, you know, like, I can't yawn.
The great piano player? Bad.
She said I can't yawn.
Oh, that's yawning. Right, yeah. You can't yawn.
Making a noise. So,
yawny.
A woman in England, she went viral for telling her story about how she almost died from yawning too hard, and two vertebrae in her neck compressed her spine.
Vertebrae what?
Yeah, you can... I got the clip, actually, if you want to hear it. Let me pull it up for you right quick. Here we go. Here we go, I said.
I yawned, and immediately two discs shot forward into my spinal cord, compressing my spine. And I was having these weird, like, seizures down one side, and then the other side, I was losing function. The surgeon had come to see me. I just remember him saying, "You need to have surgery now. And it's 50-50 whether you're going to survive this." God. They said it's two discs had shot forward and compressed my spine, essentially breaking my neck.
God. Is that not what happened to Hulk Hogan, allegedly? A similar issue where they cut?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they severed some nerve or something that it ended. Yeah. That's some scary crap right
you
there.
You know how, okay, her theory is yawns are contagious. Sometimes if someone yawns and you just start yawning.
Mm-hmm. I noticed the crossed arms the other day in a meeting where I look around the room and literally every person in the room, and it wasn't cold or anything. It was like one person must have done it, and it just starts catching on. You just notice it. You look down, you're like, God bless it. I didn't realize I was doing it.
And the yawn is with animals too. You see an animal yawn, it's going to make you do the same thing.
Really?
It's odd how that works.
Well, this is what happened. She was about to feed her baby when the kid yawned, and then she yawned.
Bit her nipple off.
While stretching, and immediately felt a shock in her neck.
But do you remember, like, when, I don't know, maybe it's innovation, or maybe it was just misdiagnosis.
Yep.
Here she is.
Misdiagnosis.
When I was a kid, if you broke your neck, you were like a paraplegic. That's usually what happened. You were in a chair, you could never walk again. But now it's like
ever since Stone Cold, you're like, oh, wow, you can come back
and
from
Edge it. And Cope and all these different people that Kurt Angle wrestled in the Olympics with a broken neck. Like
1996.
So did they have broken – there's a difference, I understand, but it seemed – I'm glad the innovations happened if they did, but it just seems odd that now it's like, yeah, you can just go in and become a wrestler again with a broke neck.
Dennis Byrd learned to walk again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one, too.
There's just more stuff now available as far as, like, you know, your rehab and whatnot.
But, yeah. That's good, though. I know I say a kid. I mean, he was like 15, 16 years old then, and he was sitting at his computer. Remember, he had a computer room and a computer desk and a computer chair. He was sitting there, and it was a regular, just a wooden chair, and he would sit on the back legs of it, you know, rock back and forth, and the legs, he wasn't big either, but the legs broke, and fell back and hit his, and literally put him in a wheelchair. Like, that's still, I'm pretty sure still, like, lives with his folks.
That is awful.
He's my age.
Have you ever yawned so much that you get, like, a lockjaw?
Yes.
That is pretty scary. You're like, oh, my God, I can't.
I used to get that a lot, and I would ask my doctor.
You have TMJ?
I don't know. He looked at me like I was weird when I was trying to describe it. Like, I felt like I was getting my teeth caught on each other.
Odd feeling.
Yeah. Or it's like you couldn't get it to, like, pop back in or something. I don't know. It's probably from talking too much.
I've done it twice now just by hearing the word. I've yawned twice already.
Today?
Just now.
Probably during Paige's talk about going to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
There's something
so boring.
There's something mental with it, hearing that word.
Yawn.
Yeah.
What about, like, the word dawn? Is that...
dong or dawn?
God, well,
yeah. Dong on the mind, woman.
I'm going to look at you.
Dong.
Somebody wants to go to Vietnam and spend some money.
She wanted 20 Orlando's dong.
Well, Dolly Parton's in the news today, because if you think you were going to go see her in December, think again.
Ooh.
She cancels her shows because of ongoing health issues, so it's going to be canceled until September of next year.
What are the health issues?
Well, she went to Instagram to make this message yesterday, and she said that she's dealing with some health issues.
I didn't get on there much yesterday. I follow her,
and
too.
Her team has suggested that she undergo several medical procedures, so she didn't really get too much into what the procedures are.
Everybody's got a team. My team says I should take
There's
off,
no though. Me in team.
No.
So we do wish her well.
What did T.O. say? There's a me.
There's a me in team. Oh,
it's
man.
Like Esther is?
Yeah, I see it now. Huh.
She's what, 70s? Early 70s?
God, that's a great, that's a good
I'll
one
say
there.
72.
I will say 76, Paige.
I thought she was, yeah, I think. I'm not sure exactly.
How about just a guess?
Any number and you win.
80? I don't know.
Oh, you're closer than us, 79.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But see, Carl died last year, and you know, that's that whole...
Carl Parton.
When you're in those long-term relationships, like, y'all are, like, in this weird kind of... Like, your energy's playing off each other. You know what I'm saying? Like...
That broken heart syndrome is
a
real thing.
Yeah, man. Like, with Johnny and June Carter Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. God, when you go to Google and just put in Dolly Parton, you know, they bring in that little piece of the Wikipedia and everything. Like, the first picture they use now, it's from the New Yorker magazine. That's one of the prettiest pictures I've ever seen her. She's got her hands by her face. It's where she had the real big hair.
Yeah.
It's like early 80s.
I'll tell you when you use the picture of the best whorehouse in Texas where she walks out.
My God. Ah. With them freaking thigh highs on.
Oh.
God, dog.
One of the first Dollies I ever saw. So,
all right, then.
And Burt Reynolds was handsome, too. It was like a, you know.
Yeah.
Try and tell me nothing happened between those two.
I know.
That was a good movie.
Fat Boy wanted to see him, Burt, in the thigh highs.
Burt Moore.
That's right.
I mean,
okay.
He wanted to be his rear end bandit, is what he said.
My God, I saw that other movie, too.
Or leave your rear end smoky.
Dueling Bandits. That's his movie.
I'm talking about the.
That was Banjo's page.
Talking about. Sorry, like Jack from, God dang it, what was his name?
You
from Boogie Nights.
That completely.
He was a dueling bandit.
I did dueling say
bandits.
That.
Skull bandits.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Crash Bandicoot.
It was Roller Girls' daddy. Jack.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one, too. Are you going to the movies Monday, by the way?
No, I see. Responded. This person that we know who likes to go to the movies during the week, a date doesn't really ever work for me. Plus, that's not one I'm really wanting to see in the theater.
Yeah.
I still don't know if it's going to be good. I mean, it's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. It should be great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I just don't know if I'm going to like it.
I don't know what the name of it is. It's the Leonardo.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.